Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. I'm recording this episode in March of 2021, and it has definitely been a time of reflection here for many of us. It's been a year since we've been living in this new normal, and we've gotten used to the feeling of unknown. But even though we're hopeful that we're at a turning point here, it doesn't make it any easier to navigate the world of planning a wedding during a global pandemic. Last spring, I put together a couple of videos discussing whether couples should postpone their wedding and how to plan a wedding during a pandemic. I figured it'd be a good time to do an update on what's going on in the world of wedding planning and help those of you who are facing the ultimate choice of postponing or moving forward with adjusting plans. The good news is that weddings are happening again, and planning is starting to feel a little bit more normal. And I'm putting big quotations around that normal. Before we get into it, I want to preface by saying that I am in Michigan, and we're currently one of the tighter states in regards to event restrictions. Through the end of the month, we're limited to 10 people inside and 25 outside, though we're hopeful that that's going to change soon and definitely going to open up significantly, I hope, by April 1st. Of course, I highly recommend that you check with what your official guidelines are wherever you're at and keep updated because, again, even though they are saying updates might not happen until a certain date, we've been noticing that we're getting them every couple of weeks now. So fingers crossed we're going to continue in this positive direction and things will only get better as the warmer weather comes along and we can all get outside. That being said, my honest and maybe harsh opinion is that I don't think we're going to see restriction-free weddings until 2022. What I mean by that is I think most or all of the weddings in 2021 will involve some level of count or capacity restrictions, mask requirements, social distancing, and potential COVID testing and post-wedding quarantine requirements. So if you're looking to have a larger wedding reception and you want to avoid any and all of these restrictions, I would say the only safe bet is to plan for 2022 or later. However, I am very optimistic about 2021 weddings. They just might look a little bit different than we're used to pre-2020. There's definitely some things you're going to need to keep in mind if you're planning a 2021 wedding. So let's talk about some of those details. Just like anything when it comes to planning your wedding, it's all about the priorities. The three main categories that are impacted by a pandemic wedding are going to be either the date, the guest count, and the location. These categories are very intertwined when it comes to pandemic planning, so it's important to know what your priorities are as you're thinking about the options available to you. Again, if that large reception is really important to you, I would really recommend you look into a date further out in 2021 or preferably in 2022. If having an earlier date in 2021 is the priority, you'll most likely need to be flexible with lowering the guest count and or finding an outdoor location that will give you more flexibility. You also need to make sure that you're taking into consideration some of the restrictions that might be in play for a 2021 wedding. Here are some of the most common restrictions or adjustments that we're still seeing. Make sure to talk to your wedding planner or venue about their policies on the following. Masks are currently required in most locations, and the venue is the one that will be policing this with your guests. Make sure to ask them about how they are handling this, and if you, meaning the bride, groom, wedding party, all the key players, are required to wear masks during the ceremony and photos as you're walking around the venue. In many areas, there are no congregating rules, which means that you wouldn't be able to have a cocktail hour, lines at the bar, or mingling anywhere between the guests. This may or may not impact your plans for your wedding. Your food service may need to be adjusted if you are planning on having stations, family-style service, past appetizers, or a buffet. Individual plated options are required by some caterers, and it's generally considered to be the safest option at this point. Ask if there are going to be limitations to the bar service. They may require socially distanced lines, but some are moving away from the traditional bar and are only offering wait staff serviced options. This may increase the pricing because you have to increase the number of staff members in attendance. You may need to keep your table socially distanced and separated by households. This may mean that you need to have fewer people per table, leading to more tables and centerpieces. This will also take up more floor space, so make sure that you've planned for this in your layout. And one of the biggest restrictions that is making couples think twice about postponing is whether or not indoor dancing will be allowed. It's currently not allowed here in Michigan, which is a big deal breaker for many couples. Make sure to talk to your venue as well as your DJ or band about this. There are a couple workarounds depending on your count and the venue setup. In some areas, you just can't have an actual dance floor, but guests can dance at their tables or in other areas spread out around the room. In other areas, there are great options to have the dancing outside, even if the rest of the reception is inside. Regardless of the status of the legal restrictions in your area at the time of your wedding, you'll most likely have some guests that aren't comfortable traveling or attending large group events yet. Everyone has been impacted differently by the events of the last year, and you'll need to understand that some will just not be comfortable in groups for a while. Many have also been significantly impacted financially, so spending money to attend the wedding just might not be possible. Try not to get your feelings hurt if you have more declines than you are anticipating. Okay, so what if you've decided that you want to postpone and plan a, hopefully, pandemic-free wedding in 2022 or 2023? The biggest thing I can say is that those two wedding seasons are already gearing up to be very busy. So get your vendors locked in as soon as possible. Vendors are already seeing a record number of inquiries and bookings for 2022 and 2023. So make sure that you are getting in people's calendars right away. If you already have a team that you've scheduled for a wedding for this year and you want to reschedule, I recommend reaching out to them individually about the rescheduling policy and then create a group email with every one of your vendors included regarding what dates are available. This way you'll save time in bouncing back and forth between vendors, but you'll also make sure that you can pick a date that works for everyone. If you do find yourself in the limbo of deciding about moving forward versus postponing, keep in mind that the traditional etiquette on timelines for sending out save the dates and invitations and all of that is really out the window this year. While I would typically say you need to send out your invites about 6 weeks beforehand, in some cases you might still be waiting to see how many people you can invite. So you can do this in waves as needed. For example, if you know right now the limitation is 25, but you're hoping to be able to invite more, invite those first 25 and then let the others know informally that you hope they can make it, but you're just waiting to see what the rules are. Now, I know I've gone on record before saying that anyone that has received a save the date must be invited to the wedding. However, for the current situation, guests will understand if you need to cut the list down and disinvite guests from that list. So if you initially invited people via a save the date and now the restrictions mean you have to cut things down, this is the one acceptable excuse that you can use to do so. So where are you at with your pandemic wedding plans? I'd love to hear from you, and I've put together a quick survey to see what your thoughts are on planning. You can get the link in the show notes here or over in the Wedding Planning Collective Facebook group. And as always, if you found this podcast helpful, I would love it if you would give me a quick review. It would mean the world to me, and it would help other couples find the wedding planning tips and help that they need. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you in the next episode.